WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No more talking about the election in terms of days. It's time to talk about it in terms of hours. Tomorrow is the day for voters to cast their ballots. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz reminding voters in North Carolina.
You are ground zero of how this thing can be won, right through here. We win North Carolina, this thing's over. That's it.
Donald Trump telling voters in Georgia.
4 years of Kamala and Sleepy Joe have delivered nothing but economic hell for American workers.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots, either voted early or voted by mail. He worked with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Michael Jackson and Ray Charles. Music producer Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. The King and Queen of Spain pelted with mud by angry people in a town in Valencia. More than 200 people killed in extreme flooding last week. 36 people killed when an overcrowded bus veered off the road and plunged into a gorge in northern India. This is ABC News. An FCC commissioner blasting NBC for Vice President Kamala Harris's surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. The Trump appointee calling it an effort to evade the equal time rule, and the network has responded.
Last night, NBC gave Trump this free 60-second ad during NASCAR coverage.
Kamala and her friends broke it. I'll fix it.
As for Harris, she appeared with SNL alum Maya Rudolph.
The American people want to stop the chaos and end the drama.
NBC has said it will comply with any regulatory obligations. SNL executive producer Lorne Michaels indicated just last month that neither candidate would appear on the show, citing concern about the FCC's equal time provision.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The FCC says commissioner's comments do not represent the agency's and it has not received a complaint from any interested party. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has announced that he has colorectal cancer. He's 47 years old. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing you said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms, and the rain could be heavy, a half inch to three quarters of an inch or more likely, our low 59. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain and a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back at the weekend's news and also preview the election coming up on Tuesday, a special edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
WMDX. It's the, how did I write that out here? It's the Janala and Gordala in the morning law show.
That's what it is?
Yes, the Janala, Gordala in the morning law.
Okay.
Show.
Kind of rolls off the tongue, I guess.
Kind of, you know.
Who is Janala and Gordala? Are they replacements for John and Gordy?
They're in tribute.
They're
to Kamala.
Oh, that I like that. That's good.
Didn't you see the Saturday Night Live bit?
No,
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny. I work for a media company, but don't really watch TV.
Okay, well, good for you.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, it's good not to watch TV.
Yeah, right? I'm saving my brain rot for something else.
Well, okay. For later in life when you do want to watch TV and escape reality.
Ah, yes.
I'm surprised you don't want to escape reality now.
Yeah,
I would.
I don't know.
I'd run.
Maybe I'm just not paying enough attention to it.
Run for the door. run for the remote.
Yeah. Well, happy Monday. You know?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy Monday.
Have a good weekend. Yeah. A good weekend.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Yeah. Was it fantastic?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, great.
It was tremendous.
Sounds like you really had a good time.
Over the top.
Wow.
Great.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Streets are a little damp this morning. We had a few sprinkles, a little bit of rain overnight. It's mild, though. Very mild. 60 degrees currently.
Weird. I was at a stoplight and it turned green, and I'm like hitting the accelerator and I'm just spinning my wheels.
Well, that's what you do every day here. Isn't that true?
That's true. Right here on the show.
Okay.
But not out on the street.
No.
I don't know what. Very slick or something. Maybe it's just a kind of a film on the roads this morning.
Well, when it gets a little, you know, drizzly and foggy like this, and the streets get a little damp. There's some oil and grease on the streets. You know, not all the street sweepers are as good as the one that we have right outside
on
State Street.
That's true.
Of these streets, you get a little oil on there. Just enough of a mix of the dampness and light sprinkles to create some slick spots. And I'm sure that's what you experienced this morning, unless your tires are bald and you haven't changed them in a few years.
They're getting that way. I drive all over the county for some reason.
Well, and you like to spin out. You like
I do. I like to patch up. You know that.
I always have experienced that with
Priuses are known for that.
That's why I don't ride with you anymore, shotgun. I just refuse to go in any vehicle that you're driving.
That's the way it is. So. You know.
Hey, let's check out the afternoon high temperature. What do you say we get out the old one-armed bandit? Do we have
the
that standing?
The one-armed bandit's a good one.
Yeah, let's see. But the three digits will come up. First one is 0, second one 6, third one 6. 66 for a high today. 66. Remember Phillips 66?
Yes, I remember that.
Remember that gas station? Yeah. They don't have those anymore.
No, that's too bad.
Got bought out by some conglomerate, I guess.
Well.
Remember Clark gas stations?
Yes, I do.
Get cheap cigarettes there and cheap gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have those anymore.
Go to
either.
Clark.
Go to Clark.
That was just,
They had great, attendance there. It was a very small.
It was a cool franchise. Logo, by the way.
Very cool logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have a Clark gas station shirt. Somehow I found it at a resale shop. Ah. I think it said Ernie on it. Yeah. Wore that for you. I don't know
where. Perfect name.
I know. Nobody names their kid Ernie anymore.
No. Ernest.
Okay.
It's Ernest. It's Ernest, right?
Ernest,
they're
yeah.
Short for Ernest. Yeah. So what do you think?
Sam?
Should kids be named Ernie?
The only Ernie I know is my uncle, who's in like his 60s. So.
Oh, see, you know
Uncle Ernie.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Ernie.
Burton Ernie.
I live next Burton to Ernie. An Ernie in Stoughton, my 2 months living in Stoughton. My neighbor was Ernie. He had a sauna out in his garage.
A sauna?
Yes. No, really. He did. He had a sauna out in the back of his garage.
Oh, good old Ernie.
Oh, Ernie.
Yeah.
He was a blue-collar guy, worked at Stoughton Tire, I think. Anyway,
There was Ernie on My Three Sons. Remember Ernie?
Yeah.
The little kid.
Poor kid.
I looked just like him. I was a kid, yeah, and everybody called me at school. They called me Ernie.
Wow, I don't think that was good.
No, it wasn't good at all.
No.
Scarred me for life, in fact.
Well, now you're fighting back now.
Oh, sure.
So it's 70.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you'll finally get the recognition you need.
It's not too late. Hey, let's check out the National Day Calendar. What do you say?
All right.
Try to damp down your enthusiasm.
Bite
for
the bullet,
it, okay?
Get it over with.
Okay. Wow, that's nice.
Is there a lot today?
There's actually very little. Is it or is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Job Action Day.
Yeah.
Is it or is it not National Candy Day? How about National Hot Dog Day? Am I keeping you awake? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that, or is it National Chicken Lady Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Well, it's not National Chicken Lady Day unless there are a lot of chicken ladies out there that need this particular day for recognition.
Actually, you are wrong. It is National Chicken Lady Day.
What?
We'll get to that in a minute.
What in the world?
Yeah, well, it's actually a big day for the chicken lady.
Chicken is Man. I know there was a Chicken Man.
Chicken Man.
Time.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Yeah, remember that?
Mm.
Okay. Sam, what day do you think it is not?
I was going to say the Chicken Lady Day, so I have no idea.
You're both wrong. Okay. Okay, let's go to National Chicken
Lady
Day.
We're kind of wondering what the hell this is all about.
Well, it's actually, okay, here we go. It honors Dr. Mathenia Tina Dupree. For 12 years, Dr. Dupree worked for the second largest chicken restaurant in the world, as the director of community relations and training. She was widely known due to her work in the community. And during that time, through her work, the communities that she helped, Dr. Dupree became known as the Chicken Lady. Dr. Dupree led numerous efforts to improve education in her community. She provided training and certification that led to business opportunities to many in her area. She not only led by example, but enhanced the lives of those around her. She actually taught public speaking and training and that kind of thing. And so
sounds really kind of a local thing.
Well, in 2001, the National Chicken Lady Day was created as a way of saying thank you to Dr. Dupree.
This is quite an old national day then.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think we can get our own day, can't we? If the chicken lady can get a damn day, guys who should be in retirement should at least be recognized for coming back to work.
Well, why don't we do that? Let's enter into the national day calendar.
Let's see if we can't do it.
See if we can do it. What do you say we can't do it?
What do you say? Right.
You mean
we can do it. Let's see if
we can do it. Okay. It's Job Action Day. National Job Action Day. The first Monday in November redefines the opportunities of the career world. Celebrate by exploring your options. Maybe they're trying to tell us something here. You don't have to be dissatisfied with your career to participate in the employment-focused day. Gainfully employed, looking, or contemplating a career change, it's important to always be prepared and keep your options open. Well, don't we all know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else. What else did I mention here? Oh, yeah. National Candy Day. We all love candy. Now we've got a lot of leftover candy from Halloween.
Yeah, I went and got some of the... Do you ever do the thing where you go out and buy the discounted Halloween candy after Halloween has passed?
Well, I didn't need to. I had an extra bag of candy anyway.
I do. It's a con, by the way.
What do you mean?
It's a con. Well, my wife and I both have been fooled by this the sale con that they have out there.
Oh, sure.
You know, you pick up the big signs, sale, you know, half price, you know, get the candy now.
It's still like more expensive or the same price as buying candy regularly.
You go to the cash register, it's the same price it would have been. It's not on sale. It's not half price. You're paying full price for the damn things. We've both been stunned by this con.
What?
This is going on at every damn department store out there, and I'm angry
about
it.
I got to look back at my receipt. I bought some discounted Halloween candy over the weekend.
You actually didn't. Okay?
they ripped you off again, man.
Oh, man.
God. Okay. It's National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day. You know the traffic professionals. You know we work with traffic professionals in the building.
Traffic department where they handle all the commercials and air.
They handled commercials for all 20 or 21 radio stations.
That's
that we
outrageous,
have here. 24/7, 365.
That's fantastic. Great. Super.
So we salute the National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day. So big salute to Carol and Denise here and Megan, who's now helping him out in the traffic department.
Who?
You don't know anybody here, do you?
I'm not here for this.
What?
As
soon as the show is over, you bolt right out of the building.
You get here 10 minutes before the show and you leave like 15 minutes after the show.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
It's like, clear the building.
Yeah.
Clear the building.
Well, it's good because people don't really want to see you here anyway. So.
Such a curmudgeon.
Well, there's this rumor, you know, that I'm hard to get along with.
It's a rumor? Okay. There you go with that. National Traffic Professionals Day. Honors those in the radio and TV traffic departments. Each year, the observance takes place on November 2nd, unless that falls on the weekend.
Yep.
Let's observe the following Monday. Broadcast traffic professionals schedule and work diligently with their programs, announcements.
Are we still on this?
Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah.
All right. Anything in the history books? We'll get to that in a minute. Any history items?
Oh,
is there
you
anything
betcha.
At all? Is there
got?
Anything at all?
What you got there? Oh, that's a dusty book.
Big old dusty book. Well, that was a very half-hearted cough. Today in 1922, King Tut's tomb was discovered.
Yeah, you got the song?
I do.
All right. Let's listen.
We'll get to it.
All right,
I'll start playing it in 10 seconds because that's where I got it cued.
Okay.
All right.
Today in 1924, Nellie Ross becomes the first woman elected governor of a state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What else?
Let's see. What? What do you mean, what else?
The Iranian hostage crisis began.
That's right. In 1979. Okay. Yeah. Are you guys Harry Potter fans?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Harry
sure.
Potter, the very first movie, hit theaters today in 2001.
Wow. Those are really good movies. There was one that was a stinker, a clinker, I did not like.
I haven't watched any of them. Which one should I avoid?
I can't remember. It's three or four. I can't remember, though.
Okay. Any birthdays?
It's Walter Cronkite's birthday today.
That's the way it is.
That's the way it is. Okay.
And Ralph Macchio, who is a Republican and should not be mentioned.
Oh, no.
Okay.
How unfortunate.
All right, we're going to find out what's trending in our world.
Let's listen to a little bit of Steve Martin here.
All right.
Barrett and his jammies.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending?
It's trending. A few things are trending currently. This is 92.7 WMDX. This is the Janala and Gordala in the Mornala show this morning.
And this portion of the Janala and Gordala show in the
Mornala
is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. So why are you saying this?
Well, that's a little hat tip, by the way, to the Saturday Night Live bit where Kamala made the appearance. Yes. And they had a little bit on that. I thought it was kind of cute.
Yes.
Boy, that was truly a thrilling moment in television history for me anyway. I almost teared up.
I happened to be watching it live, so it was really a surprise. Really a surprise.
It really was,
It was something.
That was just, it was electric.
Yeah, the crowd went wild, just yelling
and screaming. What a great bit, too, you know, the Maya Rudolph looking into this mirror who just happened to be Kamala Harris on the other side.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And by the way, we're going to feature, that's a big story after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll have all of that. We'll have that entire cold open that they always start with. And we'll have that. We'll have the Trump impressions. Mm-hmm. We'll have the waltz.
The aftermath.
And Biden impressions. And then we'll get to Kamala.
Yeah.
Which was just unbelievable.
Yes. And the reaction from the FCC commissioner and all this stuff. I mean, it really got a little crazy afterwards.
It really is. It's stupidly crazy. Yes. You know, the FCC chairman, one of the chair people, there are three from the Democratic side and three from the Republican side. And guess who is complaining? Yeah. A Trump appointee says that it's unfair, equal time. Of course, they hate equal time. They've hated equal time ever since they've owned AM talk radio. They hated equal time. But now, of course, they need it. Mm. You know, they just create their own rules as they go along. And that's why I say, who cares? You know, FCC, they can't do anything about this. You know, this isn't something they can do. Well, anyway, that's trending, right?
Yeah.
I want to get into this Trump float that took place during Halloween in Pennsylvania. This is not a good story.
There was a float?
Yeah, there was a
parade?
Jim Crow type
it's
float.
It's hard to call it a float. It was a UTV with a Trump sign on it. But that's not the most significant part of this quote-unquote float. It's what was being pulled behind the float.
Right. Right. Community officials in Pennsylvania apologized after someone dressed as Kamala Harris pretended to be shackled behind a vehicle during their traditional Halloween parade. Someone dressed as Kamala Harris was shackled and being dragged behind. And this is just like, you know, with chains. She had chains on. And the question I have, and this kind of hit the fan, you know, over the weekend, is how this is a small town.
Sure.
You would know the people that are doing this, right? You know, they never mentioned anybody who started doing this, who drove the vehicles, who played Kamala, being, you know, not dragged so much as, you know, she was walking behind this pickup truck. And, you know, there was a guy with a Trump mask in the truck.
Right.
So they just say, oh, well, we apologize. You know, the community fire department always puts on this parade. They've done it for like 250 years since the beginning of the country. And so they never screen people because they've never had to. Nothing's ever been controversial about it. It's a small town. Everybody knows everybody. And so now this thing, you know, they didn't approve it. They didn't know it was going to happen. And it did happen. And the entire country is outraged now. And no one mentioned the woman or the people who perpetrated this outrage, this Jim Crow example of where we are in this country now. You know, we're going by character now. We don't go by color, right? I mean, that's what I thought anyway, but this is something a little bit different, isn't it?
Really small town, huh?
It is a really small town, yeah.
Everybody knows everybody, but they didn't line up before the parade. Nobody said anything before the parade while they're getting in line there. A couple of things.
Like, I remember Mike McCabe said once, you know people in a small town, but you don't know people. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. Right? That's true.
And also,
I get that.
Yes, people did line up before this parade, but you didn't like need to do anything. You could just kind of get in. You could duck into the line wherever you wanted to. And I guess that's what these people did. I don't think they're affiliated with. I think they're with like a farm nearby the community. That's what I believe I read.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So they're just like some random people who own a farm who are Trump supporters,
but
and
it's
then
still
they decided
local.
To do this.
It's still local. I mean, the farm, right. You know, right. People who own farms help other farmers out, you know, during the season. So it's not like, you know, they don't have community ties. They do have those. And it's just there's something so wrong about this story. And I guess we should find out who these people are and run them out of town.
On a rail?
That's what I'm saying.
Got to run them out on a rail, that means.
Out on a rail. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know what that means. Exactly. But.
It means you're going to kill them and run their coffin out of town on the rail. Jeez.
That's right.
Let's not do that.
No, but it just seems like, you know, truly something that should not have happened. Not in this day and age.
I think what's most alarming to me is that, like, Trump says these things about how he wants to lock up his political enemies, but when his supporters themselves are following him and doing exactly what he says he wants to do in a parade, that's almost more alarming to me than he himself saying it.
Yeah. People are doing it sort of in his name.
Right.
And you know, because he's made it okay to do this kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is, I'm sure it's a, do we know where this small town is or the name of the small town, anything like that? I'm just curious how, if it's like a couple of hundred people.
I think it's Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
I'll double check.
Well, you would think, yeah, I mean, does it violate anything? Does it violate any kind of rule? Does it violate, or is it just
well, it violates the language of the right wing now. Because they're going by, you know, character instead of color.
Mm. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, when you think about it, why would something like this happen, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you know, 9 barrels, you know, aimed at your face.
Right.
All of these outrageous things are taking place. People are now going to the polls dressed in MAGA wear.
Yeah, I know. Well, coming up, Idiocracy is right around the corner. It's John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You know, despite softening commodity prices, farmland values remain firm. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll take a closer look at who's interested in farmland these days next.
Tired of climbing ladders that constantly check grain bin levels? Mechanical level indicators failing often? Radar level technology from Bitmast Automation provides continuous, reliable level measurement you can depend on. Coupling radar sensors with a touchscreen control from Bitmast provides real-time visual indication of level with options for remote access, stack lights, and integration into a fully automated grain system. No more tossing rocks, climbing ladders, or keeping a raggedy old notebook for tracking grain levels. Bitmast Automation has the practical solutions for you. Learn more at automatemyfarm.com.
So Paul Shadegg is the Senior Vice President of Farm and Ranch Management for the Farmers National Company. That's a land auction company that conducts sales all across the United States. He said they're still finding good quality, high productive soils bringing premiums. He said, as you might expect, 75% of farmland buyers today are other farmers that are looking to scale up their operation. But what about investors, those not connected to agriculture? What are they looking for?
The investors are looking at more of a what can bring me an ROI, what can help me diversify my investment portfolio. But they've also seen over the past, if we look over the past, I mean, I can go back 40, 50 years, but especially the last 25 years, that steady appreciation in land value, some of those investors look back across that thinking, wow, we kind of missed the boat here. We should have invested 25 years ago. But they also see the fact that there's not going to be much more land developed. In fact, we're losing land as we go along.
Paul Shadegg, he's the Senior Vice President of Farm and Ranch Management for the Farmers National Company. He said, really, it gets back to basic economics, supply and demand.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
On Friday in Chicago, we saw the barrel cheese gain 0.75 cents to 186.75. 40-pound block cheese was down 0.25 cents at 183.75. AA butter also lost 0.75 cents to 270 a pound. On the close, December corn was up 3.75 cents at 414.5. November beans stood still at 982.5. December wheat was down 2.5 at 568. July new crop, that was down 0.25, 605.75. Just a Monday market recap. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms, and the rain could be heavy, 0.5 to 0.75 inches or more likely. Our low 59. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain and a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1700. While spots are still available.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
92.7 WMDX. The Janala and Gordala.
Yeah.
In the Mornala show this morning.
Okay. We're going to play that whole SNL thing in a little while.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to play the whole thing. Where
Kamala Harris showed up.
Yep. Yeah.
That's great.
I wish we could play just a little bit, you know, which were why we named the show what we did today.
Ah.
You know, just that last little piece of hand-holding at the end of the show. I like that. It was just great stuff.
Yeah, it was.
I know you're angry about it, and you didn't like it, and you thought it was pandering, but I understand, you know, where you're coming from on that.
Me? No.
Just kidding.
I thought it was hilarious.
Just kidding.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night, make sure to tune in to Civic Media's election night. Special coverage begins at 6 p.m., and as those results roll in, Civic Media reporters and hosts will bring you all the information you need to know from the presidential race. Plus, Wisconsin races. That's Civic Media's election night special beginning at 6 p.m. tomorrow night.
That sounds great.
All across the network.
That sounds fantastic.
All right. Idiocracy All right. now.
All right. Let's get to an interesting story. This is cut 211.
Okay.
From last month. And I just thought this is still really, really important to cover again. Obama's been out there on the stump, obviously, and he mentioned this, and I just want everybody to know that, you know, if we do have another pandemic, we could certainly blame Trump for doing away with any preparation. I don't know if Biden has put that preparation back in place, but let's check this out. Let's play it.
When I was president, we put together an entire playbook for how to deal with a pandemic, because we had dealt with Ebola. We had dealt with the H1N1 virus. We put together a plan, and we practiced, and we had all the agencies in terms of how you're going to deal with the schools and how we're going to deal with the public health agencies. And we put it all together, and when Donald Trump came in, we gave him that playbook. And he, I guess, dropped it in the dustbin. 3 years later, a pandemic hit. And I want to be fair. Listen to me now. No matter who was president, the pandemic was going to be a huge crisis. People were going to get sick. People were going to die. Businesses were going to close. There'd be travel restrictions. It was a once-in-a-100-year event. But if you look at a country like Canada, the per capita death rate during COVID was 60% lower than it was here in the United States. So you do the math. Over 1 million people died during the pandemic here in the U.S. 60% of over 1 million, that's 600,000 people. That's grandparents. That's aunts. That's uncles, parents, coworkers, friends. Everybody here was touched by it. Some people might have been alive if we had had a competent administration who was paying attention and trying to do things better. Instead of talking about injecting bleach into your arm. Now, you remember that if somebody tells you it doesn't make a difference. It will not make things perfect, but it does make a difference. To have somebody who is competent, somebody who sees you, somebody who respects you, somebody who cares about you, somebody who understands your dreams.
You know, it's interesting. Wow. You brought up, you know, it's not perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the arguments that the megas always come up with. You know, these Democrats, they propose these things, but it doesn't really work out that well, and it's never that good. And, you know, their proposals are obviously a disaster, and they are actually rerun proposals. They want to go back to things that have already failed. And yet, when Democrats propose something like the ACA, you know, there were some problems with it early on, and they wanted to at least change some of the regulations within Obamacare. But Republicans said, well, you passed this. I mean, and we knew there were problems. And now the whole thing here is to pass it, improve on the problems, get rid of the problems, and you find that out later on anyway.
Right.
And so that's the whole point. And they did this with the pandemic preparation. They said, well, it's not perfect. It's not really that good or great. So let's get rid of it completely. And that was Trump's plan. He did it. And then we had a pandemic by coincidence. Yeah. And I don't know if they've actually put that in place. Mm. They brought it back. I hope they have.
I would think they did. You know, yeah. I think we learned our lesson collectively.
For some reason, it just seems like, you know, like the head of the post office. You know, we said we're going to get rid of the guy. We haven't done it. You know, we take so long to, you know, weed out the problems that are put in place before the Democrats get in power. And it's just we just don't do it fast enough.
Right.
And Republicans, you know, they do it instantly. Mm. Now, I want to get to one other thing because we're so close to the election here now. This is CNN's Daniel Dale. It's a fact check on the Trump campaign's ad claiming that Harris's plan, her tax plan, it will actually increase taxes. And that is absolutely not true. And that is K204. Do you have that ready? We could play that and take a look at, you know, the lie that is this tax plan. It's a better plan. In fact, my MAGA friend in Milwaukee gave me a call and he started talking about that tax plan. Mm. Isn't it? You know, she's just raising taxes left and right. You know, that inflation was a tax increase. That's what he's talking about. Okay, let's listen to this plan from Daniel Dale.
Does this start with a Trump ad and then break it down?
Yes.
We also have a Trump ad on taxes. Let's watch that.
Kamala Harris is going to significantly raise taxes.
Taxes are going to have to go up.
Kamala's plan will raise families' taxes by nearly $2,600 a year. Under Kamala, prices have already soared. Now she'd make it worse with even higher taxes.
All right, Daniel, what are the facts here?
Jim, this might be the single most deceptive campaign ad I've seen all cycle. In that short clip, we had two just horrifically edited quotes plus a made-up statistic. So the first quote, they set the New York Times and they say Harris is seeking to significantly raise taxes. Okay, let's go to the New York Times and see what that article actually says. What that article actually says is Harris is seeking to significantly raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans and large corporations. So those very important words edited out. Now, similarly, that clip features Harris herself saying taxes are going to have to go up. So, okay, let's go to that 2019 event where she said something like this. Listen to what the actual quote was.
And also looking at estate taxes are going to have to go up for the richest Americans.
So estate taxes are going to have to go up for the richest Americans, not taxes, a little different.
Some editing there, yeah.
A little bit of editing. And then the third thing, so they cite the Tax Foundation, which is a right-leaning but credible think tank, saying that her plan will raise taxes $2,600 for American families. I reached out to the Tax Foundation, senior economist and research director Erica York. She said, quote, "I don't know where that number comes from." She added, "That is not our estimate for Harris's tax proposals." Mm. So what it actually is an estimate of what would happen if all of the Trump tax cuts were allowed to expire. But first of all, that's not Harris's plan. We don't know exactly how she plans to handle those expirations or non-expirations. Yeah. And second of all, as Matt laid out, she's laid out a whole bunch of other proposals. So again, this number is not a number that applies to Harris's plan in particular.
There you go.
Okay. So
it's fact checked and it's not going to raise taxes. The whole thing here is that she's going to put in place the tax cuts that were for everybody under $400,000.
Right.
Those are all going to be in place. And then, of course, extra tax credits for child care and the like. So a lot of things are in play in her tax plan. It's amazing that they say she hasn't provided any details. She can only provide so many details. I don't know. Maybe the MAGA should be familiar with the way the system works, and that is Senate and the House.
Yeah, they have something to do with it.
I think they work these things out. The president doesn't write the bills.
Nope.
And send them for approval. Maybe it should work that way, or maybe it will if Trump is president.
Oh, boy.
The unitary executive. All right.
Yeah. Let's not even think that that's a possibility.
All right. Now, there's something that We brought up during the break here, but I think let's play it anyway. It's you brought this up.
Which?
Trump says, you know, he wishes he hadn't left office.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
This is cut 30, 37.
A moment of truth.
Yeah, moment of truth.
Okay, let's hear here, it.
Where else?
A country the day that I left. I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well. We had such a great... So now, I mean, every polling booth has hundreds of lawyers standing there. It's all about the lawyers. Everybody's standing lawyers. Nobody should have that.
Sounds very tired.
Tired or drunk? Well, or on drugs, right? I mean, that is not a well person.
He's getting up there in years. And he's been on the campaign trail a long time.
Well,
he really has never stopped campaigning since he came down the golden escalator.
2015, you know? He hasn't stopped. Yeah. Every week there's a rally.
A lot of lies.
I can't believe that people still show up for these rallies. He hasn't said anything
lately,
new.
They haven't been showing up. A lot of
that's true.
In the last couple of weeks, those crowds are not as big as they used to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of people leave early.
Well, there's one cut that I wish I could have played. It's very visual, though, obviously, and that is it's the cameraman for a Trump rally. And Trump is out there saying, no one leaves my rallies. We're packed the place constantly. So the guy, this rebel cameraman, just pans the entire area. And it's just, just shows all the empty seats.
Oh,
it is truly an amazing moment. It goes on for 2 minutes. It rubbed it in. Mm. That was one of the great moments for me anyway. All right. There, there's an ad now, where Kamala put out an ad. Women can vote the way they want. At the polling place,
yes,
and it's and that secret stays at the polling place, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now they have an ad for men,
right?
All right, so let's play cut 40, and this time, and this is out by the Harris Walz campaign. So let's check it out. The men now get to vote the way they want and keep it a secret at the polling place.
Come on, boys, let's make America great again. It's your turn, buddy.
Before you cast your vote in this election, think about how it'll impact the people you care about the most.
Daddy!
Remember, you can vote any way you want, and no one will ever know.
Do your patriotic duty.
You better then, brother.
What happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Walz.
Paid for by Vote Common Good.
It's cute because this the scruffy guy with a beard, he's ready to vote, and then this daughter, tiny little girl, daddy, God, tears your heart.
This is the strategy that I'm going to take today. I still haven't talked to my dad, who refuses to tell my mom who he's going to vote for.
So you're going to stand on the side and say, Daddy!
No, not quite. I got to talk to him because, he refuses to tell my mom who he's going to vote for. He has voted for Trump in the past. So I'm concerned, obviously, but my mom seems to think that he's going to listen to me for some reason rather than her. And I'm going to tell him that, you don't need to tell me or even be truthful to me if you want to tell me who you voted for. You can vote one way and then lie to me later for some reason if you wanted to. But I also want, whenever you are in that ballot box, I'm going to tell him that I want him to think about Trump and if he really represents the kind of person that he wanted me to be when he was raising me.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay.
I'm an Eagle Scout. You guys know that. Yeah. Does Trump, I want him to think, does Trump exemplify what an Eagle Scout is? Is he a good person? Is he going to be a civic leader for the country?
Right.
That's what I want him to think about.
Was your dad, a big Eagle Scout supporter?
Well, yeah. I mean, he put me in Scouts when I was a little kid, and he was very proud of me.
And he was very proud of your badges when you got when you did your work? Okay. All right. So maybe that's a good angle. On that.
Hopefully.
Maybe you could wear your Eagle Scout uniform as you drive him to the polls.
Yeah, could do that.
Print out your own badge, right? Saying, I voted for Harris.
Great
Dad,
idea.
I want to put this badge on my Eagle.
6:49, back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Janala Gordala in the Mornala Show.
And this portion of the Janala Gordala morning show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. I haven't quite got it down
yet. That's okay. That's all right. I wrote it out Gordala. On the trending area there, so you can get that. By the way, I made it. Just once here perfectly, but I just can't get it.
Okay.
But it's interesting. All right. You know, we were talking about the crowds leaving or not even showing up for
Trump.
The Trump rallies. Well, I got the story. I remembered it, and I just pulled it out.
Yeah.
An October 27 Facebook post shows an image of thousands of people, many of whom wearing red caps, lined up behind barricades along a city street. The post's caption reads, New York currently hours before Donald Trump at Madison Square Garden.
Huh? Okay.
You got the image in your head. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the actual image, this is how desperate they are. The actual image shows a street in Dublin, Ireland, during Obama's visit in 2011. Not the scene outside former President Trump's 2024 rally in New York and Madison Square Garden. Dublin, Ireland, 2011. USA Today previously debunked false claims that Trump said 35,000 people attended a prior rally in the Bronx that he shared a doctored rally photo showing the same person in multiple places. I saw that doctored photo.
Yeah.
But again, these are people in Ireland who had red hats on. So they thought, well, that looks like a rally, doesn't it?
Sure.
Wrong street, wrong time. Just, that is truly desperation.
Guess so.
Well, we got a little text here. Sam, maybe if you point out to your dad that Trump wants to jail Kamala supporters, could your dad really vote for someone who wants to jail his son?
Wow, there
good,
you go, Sam.
Good point. Yeah, wow. Good. Now there it is. That's the angle.
Yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say
maybe he'll finally take that opportunity to get back at me for all the times that I like annoyed him when I was a little kid.
Well, there's that. Yes. You can text us at 608-879-8255 or 608-879-TALK or use the Civic Media app as well. Yeah, that's a good, good idea.
Has he ever bailed you out? Has he ever gotten you
I've
out of jail?
I've never been arrested.
Really?
Have you?
I have, actually.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's
really?
Crazy. Yeah.
What were you arrested for?
Yeah. I was arrested for my vehicle registration. Wasn't up to date.
They
took
arrested
me to jail.
You for
put
that?
Me, yeah, they put me in jail for
what?
My dad wasn't real happy about that. I wasn't happy about it. What do you put a person in jail for that?
What about you,
where
Gordy?
I've never been arrested. Wait, were you driving illegally?
I met an interesting guy, Mr. Bojangles.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he sing fantastic. A song for
he
you?
Did. He
did a little dance?
He had his dog at this time.
Did he? Oh, okay. Before the dog died? Okay. Were you doing something really illegally?
No.
And they got you on that?
No, it was it's a different time. This is in Milwaukee on the northeast side. And I had an old white Cadillac. And they stopped Cadillacs like crazy on the north side of Milwaukee.
Boy.
And they pulled me over and, you know, that was it. You know, white or black, you're going to prison.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the story I have.
Were you in overnight or just for a few hours?
No, just a few hours.
Okay.
My dad made it down there right away.
He bailed you out.
All right. Now let's get to Tim Walz. This is really a great, great moment for him. He addressed students, and he asked, wait till you're seniors someday, guys. Okay, let's check this out. This is cut 31. This is a great, great thing.
And all of you, the older folks will get this. Younger folks, trust me, there'll come a day. Someday you're going to be sitting on that porch. You're going to be in that rocking chair. And a little one's going to come up to you after been in school where they've been studying the 2024 election. And they're going to ask, when everything was on the line and the American experiment was on the line, and there was somebody running who asked to be a dictator and to overturn the Constitution and talk about using the military against our own people, what did you do to stop that from happening? And you're going to be able to say, every damn thing we could. Every damn thing we could.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is really great. Yeah. And
it
makes you think.
Perspective,
too.
Yeah.
It really does. Now, I was listening over the weekend to Busted Pencils. They have a special program on Saturday at 3. And I listened to it, and it didn't sound recorded to me. It sounded live, and it was really a tight program. But at the end of the program, Dr. Johnny mentioned something about his class of students. And he said that his students told him that instead of Twitter or calling it X, the kids are calling it Twix.
Twix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Twitter and X. Twix.
Okay.
And I thought, wow, that is brilliant. That is beautiful. And he said he's not sure if that's, you know, caught on nationwide, but he certainly thought it was imaginative, and maybe kids are calling it that now, right?
Isn't there a candy bar named Twix?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the way it goes.
Might be a copyright.
And he gave different versions of it, like, you know, when you retweet.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, you're Twixed. He gave another bunch of terms for it, but I don't know what they are.
All right.
Anyway, we'll ask him when he's on the show.
Yeah, we will.
This coming Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, we've got the big story. Oh, boy, that SNL cold open.
Oh, yeah, this is great stuff.
That's coming up on the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, 92.7 WMDX.
In the morning, as we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
At Burlo Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlo Mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.